Los Angeles has been plagued with locals taking part in protests against President Donald Trump's deportation operations that started on his first day of his second term. Signs and speakers at these protests claim Trump is targeting the immigrant community out of racism and oppression. Instead, the main targets for Trump's deportations have been hardened criminals and gang members, along with illegal immigrants who already have a deportation order. One speaker said she cut off her MAGA family members because she could not stand by why they supported Trump.
Nobody listened, even to my own family, that I had to let go of because they couldn't. It's a cult. It's a cult. We need to fight every day. My plan for 2025. Understand it because it's at your doorstep.
Another speaker said in order to comply with the protest permit, attendees had to respect their borders and not be on the sidewalk.
The only thing we request is that we keep the sidewalks clear because our permit is for the grass areas only. And I will tell everyone here the same thing I told our group here. We want to treat these sidewalks as our borders. We want anyone to come in who wants to join us and make a better life for themselves.
While not the only city experiencing protests against Trump and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, city leadership in Los Angeles appears to be taking a hands-off approach in order to avoid confrontation. But that plan hasn't produced peaceful results. On Friday, as part of the week-long high school walkouts to protest ICE, a large group gathered at Los Angeles City Hall, but it quickly devolved into violence as fights broke out between the anti-ICE protesters. In the melee, one student was stabbed in the back. Blood covered his backside and pooled on the ground as other students filmed on their phones. Police were not on the scene when the fights and the stabbing occurred, arriving a few minutes after the attack took place. What was supposed to be an hours-long gathering ended abruptly as police now had a reason to clear all the students out of the area.
Let's go!
At another protest on Sunday, the California Highway Patrol was ready to prevent a repeat of protesters taking over the highway by City Hall, blocking off entrances and clad in riot gear. Their presence was not welcomed by the protesters.
Are we so dangerous?
In a sign of how some of those involved in the movement do not want to have a peaceful gathering, a few protesters ripped up leaflets urging people to not be violent because Trump says we are criminals. Prove him wrong. While Trump and ICE were the primary focus of their anger, protesters also targeted Elon Musk, the Trump ally and billionaire who is carrying out his mission of cutting government waste. The protests are expected to continue and even get bigger, as it was recently leaked by the Los Angeles Times that the city is expected to be the focus of a big sweep by ICE and other federal law enforcement agencies. Tom Homan, Trump's border czar, has expressed grave concern over the leaks of operations to the media because either targets go underground or they can decide to ambush the arriving officers. Because of the city's large illegal immigrant population and the resistance from locals and the city, the protests will not stop anytime soon.